FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
My guest is Christina Rasmussen, who's Vice President of Opportunity Solutions Project. And Christina, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, Christina, but you didn't used to be with Illinois Policy?
I did.
I thought so. I thought I remembered the name. That's awesome. Yes. So we've had your folks from Illinois Policy on all the time. So it's good to have you on here.
Well, I was fighting waste, fraud, and abuse in the state of Illinois, and now I'm focused on Washington, D.C., and there's plenty of opportunities to improve what's going on right now.
You went from the frying pan into the fire there, didn't you?
Precisely.
That's true. Talk to me about welfare reform. Whenever people bring up welfare to work, or whatever you want to call it, people seem to think that's cold-hearted. And what are the numbers out there right now?
Well, the numbers are pretty shocking. We have an economy right now that's on fire, record low unemployment, in some cases the lowest employment ever recorded by modern statistics. We've got almost 7 million jobs open across America. So this is really a good economic boom time, but the problem is that we still have near record high enrollment of able-bodied adults on welfare programs like food stamps. So we have people on programs who are able-bodied, the majority of whom are not working at all, and yet we have all these open jobs. So there really is a unique window right now to help millions of Americans move from welfare to work through common sense policy reform.
You know, we think, though, that we've already had welfare reform, right? I mean, when I think of what is welfare reform means that it's a limited time program. You're not on it forever. There's a limited amount of time you can receive these benefits. Is that not the case?
Unfortunately, our welfare policies are about a generation out of date right now. There were some really important reforms in 1996, bipartisan, set up work requirements for able-bodied adults on the food stamp program. Unfortunately, what we saw happen over the years is that the Obama and Clinton administrations gutted a lot of those standards, so much so that now if you're an able-bodied adult without children in Illinois or California, you don't have to work or train or volunteer part-time in order to stay on the program, whereas in Missouri you do. There's kind of this patchwork approach to the regulations. That's why what's being discussed right now in the Farm Bill is so very, very important, and we need folks to step up and support these reforms because we're not going to keep this economy growing and give opportunity to families who deserve it if we don't help people find a pathway from welfare to work.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. Did I hear you say that an adult who doesn't have children can stay on the program indefinitely?
Yeah, so there's supposed to be this standard where if you're an able-bodied adult with no kids at home, you're supposed to work, train, or volunteer part-time 20 hours a week in order to maintain your food stamp benefits. However, a number of states have, using the loopholes created by the Clinton administration, ask for permission to flat out waive these work requirements so that people don't have to work, train, or volunteer a single hour to maintain access to the program. And it's really a shame because dependency can be a trap for a lot of people. The welfare program is supposed to be, you know, a trampoline rather than a trap. And so right now, Missouri does have the standard for able-bodied adults without children to work, train, or volunteer 20 hours a week. But we know that big picture across all able-bodied adults in Missouri, there are about 430,000 able-bodied adults on the food stamp program, and right now 7 out of 10 are not working. And so there are a lot of open jobs in Missouri, you know, helping people find a pathway either through training or other jobs programs into the private sector to find their opportunity. That's what the House Farm Bill was really all about this year.
Wow. Well, you know, we're talking to Christina Rasmussen, who's vice president of I don't want to say it wrong here. Is it Opportunity Solutions Project?
You got it.
You came from the Illinois Policy, and I bring that up again because here we are talking about getting people off of a system that's designed to be temporary to provide relief, and if you've fallen on hard times, that's the safety net that it's there for you. All we're talking about are common sense solutions to get people back on their feet. In the meantime, in the state where you came from there with your job at Illinois Policy, they're now discussing seriously something called basic income, where it would basically pay everybody to do nothing on, I assume they could, I don't know if it's a living wage, but they would get X amount of dollars a month for doing nothing. This is absurd.
And we know that work works. When right. we've seen work requirements be expanded or go into a place like Kansas or Maine, enrollees go back to work very quickly. Their incomes more than double. And it's not just people going back to Walmart or McDonald's. We found folks found employment in more than 600 different industries, including construction, manufacturing, and nursing. And big picture, their time spent on welfare was more than cut in half. And so we know that work works. We know there's an opportunity to really use this conversation that's happening with the Farm Bill. You know, fun fact, people think of farms when they hear the word Farm Bill, which
right.
makes complete sense. But most of the spending in the Farm Bill actually goes towards the food stamp welfare program. So it's completely appropriate to be having this conversation right now at a time of record low unemployment where we've still got a lot of people on the program and a lot of open jobs. And I think there are, you know, some Missouri congressmen and women who've really gotten this right. Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler, you know, really was an important voice in pushing these reforms to the House. But then you had someone like Senator McCaskill who voted against them in the Senate. And it's really a shame because, again, we know that work works.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up with Claire. You know, you're seeing it firsthand now, Christina, but to a lot of people out here in flyover country, you look at this situation in D.C., and everything just seems so deceptive sometimes. Hey, let's vote on a farm bill that doesn't have a whole lot to do with farms, but it's got a lot of pork barrel spending in it.
Well, so coming from Illinois, almost everyone is more functional than the state of Illinois, so I'm actually pretty excited about what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. So there are some really good things happening. You've got good reforms in the Farm Bill moving, and the Senate and the House are negotiating right now, so this is a good time to weigh in and say, hey, I support these common sense reforms. We should have a part-time work requirement for able-bodied adults on welfare. But, you know, Trump is also moving unilaterally as well. He has instructed his USDA, Department of Agriculture, to go in and fix those loopholes that were created in the system by the Obama and Clinton administrations.
Oh, good.
So we're going to have welfare reform one way or the other. It's just really a matter of, you know, how expansive and broad and, you know, permanent can we make it so the next guy or gal doesn't just flip it back to problems we have right now.
Yeah, it's a great point. What's the best way for people to find out more about Opportunity Solutions Project?
The best way is really to find us on social media. You can see what's happening all over the country and in Congress on welfare reform. Just search for Opportunity Solutions Project.
Very good. Christina Rasmussen, join us again sometime, would you?
Take care. I appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Yep. You appreciate it. Yeah. We appreciate you. Thank you very much for that. Eye-opening, isn't it? It's eye-opening, folks.
Get more at 971talk.com.